Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
On 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
That was mostly right. It is time for the Green and Gold update. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's and live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I, though, am not Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. As hard as I try to be, I am not Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. He is out today. I'm Rami Makhlouf, in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer this afternoon. You may be familiar with my voice. You may be familiar with the voice of my guest coming up at 4:20. Bart Winkler of the Infinity Sports Network will be here to talk all things sports. You might also be familiar with the voice and the name of this man I'm punching up right now on the hotline for our Green and Gold update. He covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome in Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this afternoon, my man?
Doing okay, Rami. How we doing?
Good. Real good. I learned something about you today, Ryan Wood. As I always go through my guests' social media timelines just to see if I can get a little nugget for the interview, you know what I mean? A little thread to grab on and talk about with my guests. Ryan Wood, are you a Pacers fan? And I did not know that until today, watching you go back and forth with people.
Here I'm trying to be strong. I'm trying to be tough. I'm trying to put on a brave face today. And we got to bring that up. Robbie, I've been a Pacers fan since I was a seven-year-old in Indiana, the cornfields of north central Indiana, where I'm from, where I grew up. And there was this guy named Reggie Miller giving it to Spike Lee.
I've heard of him.
1994.
Yeah.
I've been a lifelong Pacers fan. It's been an absolute thrill for me over these past 2 months. It's been unbelievable. But it's a tough day, Robbie. It's a tough day.
The series ain't over, is it, Woody? You sound like the series is over, buddy.
No. I think game four, you know, just speaking from sheerly a fan perspective, I think game four for the Pacers will haunt me for a very long time. I think you have the favorite team on the ropes in your own arena and you let them off the hook. That's tough. But I didn't expect the Pacers to win game five. I said going into these last three that if they got to win one on the road, it's a much higher chance of winning game seven than game five. The Thunder have no pressure game five. Oh, yeah, it's 2-2, but it's not like the pressure of a game seven. You got to win game six at home. You got to take care of home court. And who knows what happens in game seven? We see it all every year, NBA history. There's a game seven, flip a coin. You never know what's going to happen in a game seven.
Ryan, full disclosure, I don't like the Pacers because of what they did to the Bucks and the fashion with which they did it. They get under my skin and they lead the league in punchable faces. Would you agree with that, Ryan, that they lead the league in punchable faces? Nothing against them personally, just their faces. You know what I mean?
Of course I wouldn't agree. Right? You're talking to a lifelong Pacers. Nobody on – and let me just make clear.
Yeah.
If you think I've gone back and forth with Bucks fans over the past 2 months, you have no idea how much worse I could be. You have no idea. This is just the barely scratching the surface, okay? But I'll tell you this. Bucks fans should be thanking the Pacers for exposing that the Bucks, with Giannis, with one of the absolute supreme elite dudes in the league, simply are not good enough.
They're not. They have not been.
They should be thanking the Pacers for showing that, because what happens when you lose a series like that, you have to get better. There's no excuse if you have Giannis to not be better than what the Bucks are.
Agreed.
There's no excuse.
Agreed.
The Pacers showed them that. So you can hate the Pacers all you want, but you should be thanking them too, because in the pressure cooker of an NBA playoff series, that was made abundantly clear. Now the offseason, now go to work, because you've got that guy. You should be better with that guy.
I wanted to soften the blow by saying, but you jumped right in, spitting hot fire, Ryan. I also, while I don't like them, and Charlie can attest to this, when we were talking about the series in the first hour of the show, I said you can't count these guys out. They're too resilient. They're too connected. I love Rick Carlisle as a coach and everything he's done in this league. I don't think you can count them out unless, Ryan, and we will get into the Packers here in a second. It is a Green and Gold update. Unless that Tyrese Halliburton ankle calf injury is something that really limits him or even keeps him out here in the next game or two. Then I think it's a wrap. They can't do it without him.
That's the big question. I'll be honest. I'm really curious how injured he is. I don't know, but watching that game, knowing the team the way that I do, it sure felt like Rick Carlisle looked at the scoreboard in the second quarter, realized, okay, we're going to have to extend Tyrese Halliburton's minutes in the second half because we're down. We're going to have to come back. It's game five. We're at the end of the road here. This is when you extend minutes and kind of plan for that accordingly. Now, he was a no-show in game five, but he's been a no-show before. Like, that's not new for Tyrese Halliburton. He'll have games where he puts up 32, 15, triple-double, no turnovers. Then he'll have games where he just doesn't do much of anything. That's the next growth he's got to take in his game. But who knows? I like that there's two games between five and six. I like that there's extra time to rest for sure. But it's game six of the NBA Finals, man. If you're on the floor, you're not injured.
Yeah, I was going through the timeline, and I was like, I think Ryan is a Pacer. And then I got to a tweet that said TJ McConnell for president. And I was like, yeah, he's definitely a Pacers fan.
Only if the Pacers come back and win this series, I'm buying a TJ McConnell jersey. Like, that's happening.
Fair enough.
Wearing it all over Green Bay. That's happening.
Fair enough. Speaking of Green Bay, let's get into the Packers, as you do cover them for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. And this is the Green and Gold update here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. The latest news, and it's kind of old news by now, a few days old at least, is Jaire Alexander being released. Not surprising, I wouldn't think, to anyone, Ryan. Was there any part of you, as that thing dragged out longer and longer, that was thinking, you know, maybe these two sides can come to some sort of agreement? Or was that a foregone conclusion all along?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, the longer he was on the roster, the higher the chance that he was going to stay on the roster, right? I mean, you're not gone until you're cut. So that was not the outcome Brian Gutekunst wanted. He turned over every stone this offseason trying to find a trade partner. He did not want to lose Jaire Alexander for nothing. But it always seemed abundantly clear that that was the likely outcome, that he would not be part of this team in 2025. And I said since the start of the offseason, and I still believe this, that the Packers, their secondary, will be fine without Jaire Alexander in 2025. They were fine without Jaire Alexander in 2024. He didn't play a snap after week 11. They gave up one 100-yard wide receiver all season, and that was week one against A.J. Brown, who was mostly covered by Jaire Alexander. So it's not like they don't know what life without him is like. It's not like they suffered in life without him either. So this is a secondary. Now they bring in Nate Hobbs. They've got another veteran corner, can play outside, can play inside. They are well-equipped between the depth that they have at corner. Keyshawn Nixon had the best year of his career that he showed last year. He is a perimeter corner. Do not put him in the slot. He's a perimeter corner. Between that, their safety play, elite safety play, obviously led by Xavier McKinney, and a defensive coordinator who's been a lifelong DB coach, the impact of Jeff Hafley on that secondary is something I think the Packers trust in, they believe in. I think they'll be fine without Jaire Alexander. I said it before, and I'm saying it now. I think that they know what to expect in this kind of new world reality without him.
And that secondary, and you pointed out what they did last year, they did that with not much of a pass rush. And those two things obviously connected, intertwined, a secondary and a pass rush, and how much time a quarterback has to work. If they can get just a little bit more pressure on the quarterback, that secondary should be even better than what we saw last year, Ryan.
The biggest impact that the loss of Jaire Alexander brings is that when you aren't getting home with just those front four, and it's harder to just drop seven into coverage, you've got to generate through Jeff Hafley's blitz scheme package more pressure in creative ways. It's harder to do that because you don't have a guy who can just shut down half the field. So in a lot of ways, Jaire Alexander's absence affects the pass rush even more than it does the coverage on the back end, which was very good last year. But they still figured out ways to do that. I go back, Rami, at the NFL owners meeting, I asked Brian Gutekunst point blank about the pass rush situation. He told me that he feels very confident that there will be internal improvement. And then during OTAs, we talked with Lucas Van Ness. We talked with Kenny Clark about what they went through last year. Lucas Van Ness had a cast on his hand, his broken right thumb, for half the season. He forgot how to play with two hands because he wasn't playing for so long with two hands. That for a young player, especially, that's a massive transition. I asked Rashawn Gary, Rashawn, you're a pass rusher. What would it be like rushing the passer with only one hand? He said, you don't have these, holding up his hands. You don't have these. As a pass rusher, you don't have anything. Like your money makers are your hands. Lucas Van Ness only had one. Tough year, but he's healthy now. He's got two hands. That should be internal improvement. Kenny Clark, going back to the week one opener in Brazil, he has a toe injury that affected him all year. He cannot. You watched Kenny Clark's film last year. What always made him special as this big, hulking interior defensive lineman is his speed, his burst. He did not have that quick step. He couldn't dig his feet in the ground, move people with power. All last year, has surgery at the end of the season. He's getting healthy now. He missed most of OTAs, but he'll be healthy by training camp. He's able to do those things now. So when you hear Brian Gutekunst talk, where's the internal improvement coming from? These guys are healthy now. Now, injuries are part of the game. We don't know if they'll stay healthy. But that's where his confidence is. Lucas Van Ness and Kenny Clark, the two guys that they need the biggest growth from in this year two of Jeff Hafley's system, those are the two guys that they were not healthy last year, and they are now.
Talking with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette and PackersNews.com here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Rami in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I saw Elgton Jenkins was at the latest and last round of OTAs, but not participating as he continues to look for a new contract. I was watching Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1 this morning, and Danny Parkins was basically saying, any contract talk in June when it comes to the NFL, like, miss me with that. It doesn't matter. It's all just posturing until we get to September. And then if guys are still holding out and still disgruntled with their contracts, it's something to talk about Is that the case with Elgton Jenkins and his contract situation right now, Ryan?
You know, we'll see what happens once camp opens, but just the fact that Elgton Jenkins was present, not participating, but present for mini camp, I think gives you a snapshot of where things are. This is an issue that is going to get resolved. I don't think the Packers are freaking out that Elgton Jenkins, who has played more snaps than anybody on that offensive line, missed voluntary workouts and didn't participate in the mandatory mini camp. I think they expect him to be here for training camp. I don't think they expect a massive transition with Jordan Love having a new center. They have plenty of time to get ready. He's played it before. He started when the Detroit Lions came here last season to Lambeau Field. Elgton Jenkins was the starting center because Josh Myers was injured. So it's not like they've never taken snaps before in a game. I think that that's going to be a fairly smooth transition. They're automatically better on their offensive line just replacing Josh Myers with Elgton Jenkins. So we'll see if they're able to the funnel some more guaranteed money, restructure, whatever the case may be on the business end. But as far as football goes, I think this is going to be one of those May-June stories that end up not meaning much come September.
Is the position change a hang-up in the talks? He's like, hey, I've performed at a pretty high level as a guard now, and now all of a sudden you guys want to pay me as a center. Is that something that's come up?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you look at the top-paid center in the league, Creed Humphrey of Kansas City, he's making $18 million a year. Top paid guards in this league are $22, $23 million. So there's a big difference from the business end. If you move a guy who feels like he is a top guard in this league, as Elgton Jenkins has been, you move him to center, you are taking money off the plate for the next contract. That is the crux of the situation. So they'll have to figure something out there. On the other end, moving him to center might prolong his career. It's the easiest position to play. He is getting up there. Again, he's got the most snaps of anybody on that offensive line, it's a position he should play fairly well. So I think from a football end, it makes a lot of sense. They just got to figure out the business side of it.
Does he get paid first, or does Zach Tom get paid first?
Great question. Let's just go with both, right? I mean, Zach Tom has to get paid. Like, you have to extend. He has proven to be a franchise right tackle, and the closer you get to becoming a free agent, the more that money goes up. So this is the offseason where they need to extend Zach Tom.
That is Ryan. Hey, Woody, I started off with, you know, not the most uplifting topic with where your Pacers are right now in that series. How about your Mets, buddy? Huh? Hottest team in baseball.
I have been thinking over and over again that no matter where this Pacers season ends, at least I have the Mets. And that's a weird world to be in. You know, this has happened once before. As a lifelong Mets and Pacers fan, Subway Series in 2000, Mets-Yankees. That same year, the Pacers-Lakers in the NBA Finals. So I've been through that, but it's been 25 years. I'm not used to both of these teams being good. So that's been nice, but it's not baseball season yet, Robbie. It's still basketball season.
How are you a Mets and Pacers fan? I understand the Pacers. You grew up in Indiana. Where'd the Mets come from?
Is there a baseball team in Indiana?
No, there isn't.
As much as Chicago Cubs fans in Indiana,
yes,
like to think that the Cubs, that they're in Illinois. That's a different state, all right? I grew up surrounded by Cubs fans. I had to tell them, like, geography. Pull out a map. Y'all in Chicago. That's in Illinois. My father is from New York. He grew up on Long Island, the hotbed of New York Mets fandom. So without a team in Indiana where I grew up, without a childhood team in my home state, it was my dad's team.
That explains it. That is Ryan Wood. He covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He roots for the Pacers and the Mets, and he's been my guest for the last few minutes here on the Green and Gold Update. Woody, an absolute pleasure to talk to you and hear your voice again, man. Let's do it again soon.
Anytime, buddy. Take care.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.